You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello everyone, a very happy new year and welcome along to the first edition of the Golf Podcast for 2019. Taking a look ahead to the first event of the calendar year, the Tournament of Champions. And also a look ahead to the four majors this year. Sam Norris here and joined on the podcast by Dave Tindall as ever. Dave, it's like we've never been away.
It's right, yes. Happy New Year, Sam.
And to you, Dave.
Thank you very much. And to all our listeners,
yes,
of course.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as I say, it seems nearly start. We only had a few weeks off, really. You and I were on the last golf podcast of the year, were we not?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, golf just keeps going and going, but at least we've had a few days off, at least. So time to refresh slightly, I guess.
Yes, we'll start with the not small task of trying to identify potential major winners this year. Before we get stuck into some of these markets, I was reading Steve Palmer, who obviously had a prolific year tipping last year for the Racing Post. Tiger Woods to win all four at 1,000-1, Dave. I thought that price was missing a zero.
Yeah. Why is he? Has that been put up as a tip?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
You won't be going for that then?
No. If you were really making a case, I guess this year's major venues are kind of good for Tiger.
So right.
It's not as random as it may seem. I mean, the US Open is at Pebble Beach, where he won by 15 shots. We've got to remember that was 19 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a bit of I suppose if you're going to chuck a pound on a 1,000-1 shot, you could do that. But I think there are other ways to try and make a more sensible profit, I think.
This is usually the time, well, I said the time of year, this is usually the time when looking ahead to the majors where I just tend to back Ricky Fowler for all of them. despite the fact that he's got me loads of place money, it's getting to the point now where he's going to need to win two to see me in profit with that, right, with that particular project.
It's just that he's got such a versatile game. It gives you a run for your money in all four of them. Some of them you just think, well, I can only really back him at the Masters or maybe the Open,
yes.
But he, I mean, that year he finished top five in all four, so he's a good good man to give you a run each time. But obviously, if you do that every time, then you're more likely to get frustrated than those who sort of dip in and out of him.
Yes, and I'm very fearful that he's going to appear on a list one day of best players never to have won a major.
Yeah, but the other thing you're fighting, of course, isn't it? Now you're scared if you miss him.
Yes.
I'm
locked in now for life.
Yeah.
So that'll be where I go this year. I'm sure that your thoughts will be much more scientific than mine. We'll start with the Masters. Spin through these in calendar order, chronological order. Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods, 10-1 joints. Dustin Johnson, 12-1 with Rory McIlroy. Brooks Koepka, 14-1 with Justin Thomas. 16s for John Rahm, 16s Justin Rose, 16-1 Ricky Fowler, 25-1 and bigger for the rest of them. Arguably the most coveted major of the lot, Dave. Where do you see this year's event going potentially?
Yeah, I mean, the front of the market is Spieth and Woods, and you can sort of see why Spieth has got a ridiculously good record there. Last year, he seemed completely out of it and almost came with a ludicrous charge to win it. He's obviously won there before, a runner-up as well. Tiger, slight problem I've got with Tiger. I read a book of his fairly recently, and he was saying how the Masters, how Augusta National is sort of not what it was for him. It used to be a course he could overpower.
Yeah.
And now I don't think he thinks he's got as good a chance as he used to there. So I think that 10-1's a little bit false. It's not just old Tiger. I think you're also sort of leaning on old form on that course that has become longer and more powerful. So I'm a bit more cautious on Tiger at the Masters these days. Dustin Johnson seems to be like a sort of racehorse that sort of looks around when he gets there. He doesn't quite keep his, put the blinkers on him.
Yeah, just about to say, needs a bit of headgear. Sharpen
yeah.
Up.
Rory's got the demons there as well, yeah. So that's a slight problem. Justin Thomas, does he have that super sharp short game? That might be a problem. I mean, your man Ricky Fowler there at 16s, I think that's a perfectly reasonable each way bet. But the one I like at the same price, 16s, is John Rahm.
Yeah.
I just think he's going to win a major sooner rather than later. Mm. And this is obviously the next chance coming up in April. Last year, he used to have a bit of a poor record in the majors, but last year he was fourth in two of them, and one of them was here at Augusta National. And he came to the 15th, the second par five in the back nine with a chance to win still. So I think that really gave him a kind of confirmation that he could win at this course, because it does set up really well for him. I think with that in the bank, I think 16-1. I think in years to come, Rahm will be one of the top three in the betting. So he's, what, maybe seventh in the betting this time. And he might well be, if he has a strong start to this year. You know, he could go off 10s, 12s. So I think 16s now on John Rahm could look okay. And I think it'll give you a massive run for your money on a course that really should be right up his street now.
A quarter of the odds, place 1 through to 5 is the each way terms if you're betting anti-post on the Masters. So John Rahm at 16-1 in that one. The USPGA comes up second in the calendar this year, has moved from its traditional slot. Dustin Johnson 9-1 for this. Justin Thomas is 12-1. Rory McIlroy 12-1 with Tiger Woods. Brooks Koepka 14-1. 16s for Jordan Spieth. 16s Justin Rose. 20-1 Jason Day and John Rahm. Ricky Fowler also 20-1. 25-1. And bigger prices for the rest of them. This is, interestingly, the shortest price that we are on anyone to win any of the majors. Dustin Johnson, the only single figure price about across all four at 9-1. Can you understand that?
Not particularly, no. I think it's a bit random why that's happened. And some of them have maybe been pushed out, and I don't really know why. And funnily enough, given what we've just said, my tip here is Ricky Fowler.
Excellent, Dave.
Yeah, I don't. I think because it's kind of the... Still, they've moved it and tried to give it more prestige, but it's still very much the fourth.
It's the worst
four
one,
majors.
Is it? Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. The Ringo of the four majors, yeah. Some people say, a bit harsh, possibly. But he should just have a great chance in this one. Maybe there's just a little bit less pressure on him. I noticed in his record, he's won twice in the month of May. So I think moving it is going to help Ricky Fowler. Maybe when he plays some of his best golf. He's won at Quail Hollow in May, and that's got some good correlating course form. And they played the Barclays, which is one of the playoff events at this course, Beth Page Black, a few years ago. And Fowler was leading after 54 holes before tripping up in the final round. Some might say, well, that's a familiar old story. But I think for those first 3 days, he showed he could really play this course. I'm not really sure why he's a bigger price here on the one... on the one I see him as slightly more likely to win, possibly. So 20-1 Ricky Fowler, I think that's a good each way bet that.
Okay. 20s for Ricky Fowler then for the US PGA, which...
So, Matt, for God's sake, don't not back him in this one, Sam.
Don't worry, Dave. I'm already invested again.
Right, but maybe up your stake in
yes,
this one.
I might.
That's
I
we'll
may
it.
Well do. Each way terms on this again, a quarter of the odds, 1 through until 5. The US Open comes up next. Dustin Johnson and Tiger Woods both 10-1. Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy 14-1. Jason Day 16-1 with Justin Rose. Justin Thomas also that price, 20-1 for Ricky Fowler, 25-1. And bigger prices the rest. Similar names. Again, obviously, Dave, this is an event that Brooks Koepka has won for the last 2 years. And he's obviously a good bit shorter for this major compared to the others. Where do you stand on the US Open?
Yeah, so again, you know, we've sort of tweaked the prices and pushed a few out that are shorter than the other majors. And the one I don't really see why he's a bit bigger than he is elsewhere is John Rahm again. So I'm going for Rahm. I really do think he's going to have a massive year. I think he's, you know, he's done all the groundwork. He's won some big events and now he's just going to kick on and win that first major. So give him a big chance in the Masters and perhaps an even bigger one here. 25-1, I think, is a really good price on John Rahm. It's at Pebble Beach, iconic Pebble Beach, beautiful part of the world down on the Californian coast in Monterey. And Rahm has played the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which is held there each year, which gives you a nice bit of course form to look at. Two of the four rounds are played at Pebble in that tournament. He came fifth in 2017, and he was fifth after 54 holes last year. Fell away a little bit to 26, but basically that is a course right up his street. He's just won one of these sort of silly season events at the end of 2018 in the Bahamas, where it was kind of windy and by the coast. That's what you're going to get at Pebble. I just think Rahm could go there. You know, if you look at the winners at Pebble, there really are some sort of class names that have come to the fore, Tiger obviously being one of them. And I think Rahm could really have a big shot at that. So I think 25-1 on John Rahm is my best bet for the US Open.
Okay, John Rahm then for that one as well, in the betting at 25-1. And the final major this year is going to be the Open. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods, 12-1 co-favourites of three. Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose are 14s. Brooks Koepka and Ricky Fowler and Tommy Fleetwood all 16-1. 20-1 for Rahm. 25s and bigger the rest. Not Rahm again, surely, Dave?
No, but I do think he's got a big chance. And if someone came to me and said, Rahm's going to win this, I wouldn't sort of say, no, you're wrong. I would say, yes. Yeah, absolutely, he's got a big chance there. I did know, you know, when you've got your William Hill betting slip sort of showing open bets. Mm. And I was thinking, what's that doing on mine? Well, I've got one open bet. So I clicked on it just before we did this podcast. And I see that it's an anti-post one where I've backed Eddie Pepperell to win the Open.
Okay.
At 125. So I placed that absolutely ages ago.
Yeah.
So I must have been particularly keen on him just then. It was probably when he won the British Masters in October.
You've certainly got the value because he's 100-1 now.
Yeah, so I noticed he's been trimmed a bit, but I still think the hundreds is good value on Eddie Pepperell. I was sort of reminding myself why I put the bet on. Obviously, he'd won at the back end of 2018. But along with that, surely I was thinking this as well, that he was tied six in the last Open Championship. Looking at his Irish Open form, that the Open Championship goes to Ireland this time. For the first time, I think it's his 1951, to Royal Port Rush they head to. Even though he's got no form on that course, he's not played, he's got a second and a sixth, second and an eighth in two Irish Opens as Eddie Pepperell. So he clearly likes going over there to the country. He's also won the Qatar Masters. And if you look at the winners of that event, you see a load of Open champions like Ernie Els, Henrik Stenson, Paul Laurie. And it's fairly easy to see why that is a sort of exposed, windy course there in Qatar. So he's got all this sort of supporting form, Eddie Pepperell. He's playing in the Masters this year. He played so well last year, he's got into the world's top 50, which got him an invite to Augusta National. So he's really, you know, moved up a level to not quite golf's very top table, but he's in that top 50, which is a real sort of sign of quality. I just think 100-1 is still a very, very good price, because not everyone can play links golf, and he clearly can. Mm. And again, it's one of those prices that's just sat there for now. But if he does something big, you know, in the first 6 months of this year, I think we could be looking at 80s, 66s on Eddie Pepperell, because he is really suited to that test.
What do you make of his social media presence, Dave? Certainly entertaining.
Very entertaining, yes. Sometimes you read it and think, oh, I hope he didn't get too carried away and get too...
Yeah, that was kind of my thought on it, and it half puts me off backing him sometimes.
Yeah, when you think, oh, I don't know, has the success gone to his head a bit? Or not?
Yeah.
I think I think you can read that into it, but I think if you just sort of, you know, distance yourself a little bit from it, I don't think it does. I just think he likes the interaction.
Yes.
And obviously, if he's on Twitter, it's almost like he's maybe putting extra sort of focus in, because he doesn't want to leave himself open to that criticism.
Yeah.
Oh, you're messing about on social media, Pogba or somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
He used to get the stick for it. So maybe he puts more in, who knows? But at the bottom line, he's a very, very, very good golfer. And in particular, he's got the game for links golf. So unless he really goes wild and mad beforehand. I mean, it is in Ireland, isn't it? He might have a few Guinnesses.
Yeah,
a danger. But his record in the Irish Open suggests he can handle it. So, yeah, I'm happy with that. 100 to 1, Eddie Pepperell.
Yeah, Eddie Pepperell then at 100 to 1, the choice for the Open. So we've got John Rahm for the Masters, 16 to 1. Ricky Fowler for the US PGA at 20 to 1. John Rahm again in the US Open at 25 to 1. And Eddie Pepperell at a big price, 100 to 1 for the Open. And because we've got John Rahm in there twice, it won't let you place a fourfold or a lucky, yeah, or a lucky 15 on the bet slip. But that's something that will be offered via a You're Right. In fact, after we've finished this podcast, Dave, I'll get on to the traders and I'll get them to price up a You're Odds selection. Yeah, so you will be able to back it. But if you try and build it in the bet slip, because John Rahm's in there twice, it won't allow you to place a fourfold or a lucky 15. But we'll get that on site either way.
All right, cool.
Let's turn our attention on to this week's event, which is the first event of the calendar year, the Century Tournament of Champions. And Dustin Johnson is 5-1 for this year's edition. John Rahm, 7-1. Brooks Koepka is 9-1 with Justin Thomas. Rory McIlroy, 10-1. Bryson DeChambeau is 12-1. 12-1 for Jason Day. 16-1 for Patrick Reed. 18-1. And bigger prices for the rest of them for this opening event of the calendar year. And we go to Hawaii at the Kapalua Resort. Course plays to a par of 73, measuring in at 7,452 yards. Dustin Johnson was the winner last year, and that was the second time that he'd won the tournament. He's looking for a three-peat, and he's 5-1 in the betting. A few of the big players have turned up here, Dave, so it should be an interesting event this week.
Yeah, you've got Rory McIlroy playing for the first time, which is nice. Mm. There's a few of missed. Tiger's not gone, and Mickelson and Justin Rose as well. He's not playing. And Rose has just switched clubs, actually, which has caused a few people on Twitter to go, why have you done that? You're playing so well with the other ones, but these things happen. So Rose not playing anyway this week. So, yeah, a very, very good field. And as you say, Dustin Johnson has won twice. Justin Thomas has won it. So you do, even though it's a limited field, you do open to players who won last year, so clearly it's full of class players. Most of them do take up the opportunity to start the year in Hawaii. Well, I know I would, I think. I think the one I really like this week is Patrick Reed, the Masters champion.
Okay.
He just absolutely loves this course. It's the plantation course, and it's quite quirky. It's wide open fairways, so you can just, you know, wheel away off the tee. But the test really comes after that, when you know, you're playing your second shots, and then you're going to miss some of the greens, and you've got to be very creative around the greens. If you watch the coverage, players are sort of chipping miles away and seeing balls sort of curve round and come in. And certain players like that sort of thing. They don't operate in straight lines. Bubba Watson famously doesn't like seeing things in straight lines. And Patrick Reed is another one. And it's no coincidence that both have won the Masters, because that is always held up as the tournament because of Augusta National, where you need to shape shots around trees and be creative. So Patrick Reed absolutely loves this test, and it shows in his form. He needed a look, I guess, first time. He played it in 2014. He was 16th, but then first, second, sixth, his last three visits. So Patrick Reed absolutely loves that course. He ended 2018 pretty well, too. He was seventh in the HSBC Champions, then runner-up in the DP World Tour Championship. So, I mean, that was, even though we're in, you know, a new calendar year, that's not that long ago, is it? So sort of 6 weeks, that kind of thing. Well, maybe a bit longer, but a couple of months away. So, and he's just a player not to rest on his laurels. Some players win a major and they've sort of climbed the mountain and then what? But I think he's just one who's, the competitive spirit burns so bright, he'll be just chomping at the bit to get going again. And this is a great course for him. So I thought 16-1, even though it's a field with a lot of quality names at the front, I thought that was my sort of each way nap really in this field. So yeah, Patrick Reed at 16s.
Yeah, quarter of the odds, place 1, 2, 3, and 4. Obviously, as you say, it's a smaller field than we're accustomed to. And as a result of that, there isn't loads and loads of players to go out with. Is there anyone who came close to getting the nod, Dave? Anyone that's also on your mind outside of Patrick Reed?
Well, there's sort of a risk of repeating myself. John Rahm, I think, has got another massive chance. Seem to be in his fan club, don't I?
fully paid up member.
There's some interesting hashtag yards actually on the tournament if you click on the betting for this, where you can sort of group together a few players. The one I quite liked was, again, Patrick Reed. It's about the fifth one down. 6-1, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed and Xander Schauffele all finishing the top 10.
Okay.
So that includes ties. That's 6-1. But you've got loads in there. Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka both finished top 5. And sort of on it goes. Down to 200-1 for Rory to have a hole in one. That's maybe a bit more random, but you can certainly look at some of those and pick out a few of your fancies. I mean, there is a John Rahm one. John Rahm, Xander Schauffele or Mark Leishman to win the tournament, and that's 4-1. So, I mean, Rahm on his own, what is he, sevens?
Yep.
So you've got Schauffele and Mark Leishman running for you there as well, if you want some insurance on your Rahm bet. So some good ways to play it, but I think overall, I'm just going to try and hone it down and just go Patrick Reed each way this week.
Okay, 16-1 for Patrick Reed, and an interesting spot on some of the Euro odds markets. So I recall a couple of years ago, Dave, you had quite a nice touch on one of those markets. Was it day four of the Masters for a hole in one to be shot on that? Is it the 16th hole?
On the 16th, yeah, yes.
Where they move the pin in like the bottom of the bowl, don't they?
And Matt
Kuchar hit one, did he?
That's right. Yeah, all the hole in ones come on that hole. So I think that particular avenue of pleasure has been shut off now.
Yes, but always worth a look at at some of the Euro odds markets.
Oh, different options. Yeah, if you sometimes, especially in an event like this, you think there's only 30 in the field, yeah, and everyone's a bit shorter than they would be due to the lack of numbers. There are other ways in, and certainly the grouping together. I mean, there's a John Rahm. Well, we said that one, haven't we? There's a John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau one, both to finish top 5, 15-2.
Yeah,
I think that's got legs as well. DeChambeau won multiple times at the end of 2018. Mm. So again, you've got two informed players running for you there. So yeah, plenty of ways in.
And there's a player as well who doesn't particularly see, well, not that he doesn't see things in straight lines, but he's very analytical with his games, isn't he, DeChambeau?
Yeah, well, maybe he does. If he's scientific, maybe he finds it harder to...
Possibly so, actually. Yeah, it's a good
point. Read that one either way, I guess, but he'll probably come up with some clever device or mathematical algorithm to hit shots right to left or something in a certain wind. Yeah,
no doubt. Staking strategy then, Dave. How do you start the year with Patrick Reed?
Yeah, I'm not going to go too mad because obviously there has been a break, so you never quite know what they've been up to over Christmas. So I'll just go a point each way at 16-1 and hopefully get us going.
Okay, a point each way then on Patrick Reed at 16-1, and we are betting a quarter of the odds at 1, 2, 3, and 4 for the Tournament of Champions here at William Hill. Do click on the golf pages to find the betting for this and take a look at the Euro odds as well. Plenty of different options and different ways in on this first tournament of the calendar year. DK will be back next week, I believe. But Dave, pleasure to chat as always. And best of luck with the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. And get those Ricky Fowler bets on for the majors while you're thinking about it.
I will. Thanks, Dave.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.